Chapter 3, Law Number 2. Nothing in your mind should be in opposition to the mental image you wish to bring about at that moment. What this comes down to is pure thought versus double thoughts. One of the best ways to learn how to do this is to learn a meditative practice. If you look into our mind portal system, you'll learn how to get the calm and relaxed mindset brought on by these amazing meditation instructions. When we talk about meditating, it is a focus of thought. It's really getting that laser beam conditioning so that you can keep your mind bridled into certain areas. This is why meditation is such a powerful concept. A lot of people misinterpret what meditation is. They interpret it as somebody sitting down and having some kind of mantra, and it seems weird or strange, when in reality, meditation is really the focus or intent of a purpose. Now, that intent or purpose could be a mantra, or focusing on an object, sound, color, landscape, or even a guided meditation. My mind portal system helps people to focus on what they are looking to accomplish by doing a meditative practice. I would recommend that you do some kind of meditation practice, whether you get my systems or something else. You need to do something that allows you to have pure thought versus double thoughts. The danger of double thoughts. The problem with a double thought is that you cannot focus on two things at the same time. Not very well, anyway. It's very similar to the fallacy of multitasking. Multitasking really never allows you to get more done. It just has you doing more things at once, many times taking longer to do all of the tasks done. By the same measure, you can't have two different thoughts in your mind at the same time. If you have one thought and then immediately think of another, one of those thoughts is going to win out. You really have to be careful with this. We all have double thoughts. We have a positive thought and then a negative thought comes in. Oh, I can do it. No, you can't. That's how quickly a negative thought can come in, and that's why you have to block it. That's why you have to sometimes slow down when you do your thought process. Meditation allows you to train yourself to remove thoughts effectively. Using a block technique, you can stop the negative thought from coming in, or you can expel the negative thought out of your mind. If you have to keep very, very focused on the thought that you want, not the thought you don't want. You have to be clear and concise on the image that you want. When we're talking about images, you must understand that every thought is not just a thought, it is the beginning of an actual manifestation. This can be a positive manifestation or a negative one. Everything that you are thinking about has a physical counterpart to it. Depending upon how much you focus on that image, you can actually bring to pass the physical properties in that image, whatever you are looking to accomplish. You see, people that are deviant out there, and the reason that they are is because they hold these deviant thoughts in their mind so long that they actually have to go out and act upon those thoughts. That's the negative side of the mind. But it is how the mind works. Now, if you take the positive side of things and you believe upon that, then you will get that to work. It is all about making a conscious effort to plant the thoughts and affirmations you want to happen in your mind and avoiding the sources of negative. Belief is a critical factor. One of the things I'm really going to stress is that belief is a critical factor within your mind. You have to have a belief factor set up. If you do not have a belief system that you can rely on, it's not going to work. For instance, people can always believe negative quicker than they can believe positive. For instance, if you say, hey, this tragedy just happened, or sometimes it's a belief that is conjured up by the media. The media says the economy is bad. Well, the economy is made up of a lot of pieces, and for someone to make that statement and for you to believe it takes a lot of belief. Case in point, 2009, the economy was on the ropes according to a lot of factors due to the banking industry and real estate industry, which I was a part of, and yet I had one of my best years financially ever. People believe that right off the bat, because that is what we are conditioned with, going back to the news and TV, these are the type of things we hear. We are so much more negative when we hear something positive. If you hear the news, it's more about negative. It's not about the uplifting things people are doing. So if somebody is having trouble, you believe it. If somebody tells you, hey, this guy was down and out and now is a millionaire, and they did it in a unique way, it's harder to believe. You don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe you can do it because you've been conditioned. Let's get away from that type of conditioning.